thank God it's... And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Kevin.
All righty, well, good morning, Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team. Yes, it's Friday, February 24th, and Kevin here on this end of the phone, hailing from a little town north of Phoenix called Cave Creek, Arizona. It's nice to be here with you live, and we are wishing all of our Canadian friends a great and exciting weekend in Toronto as they attend what we call red and white kickoff. We're going to be calling that Rocco from now on, so very similar to our American version of Nico, the New Year kickoff. So congratulations to all those who are making that live. And if you're here, Canadian, listening to us live, we're glad you found time to find us this morning. And let's go ahead and get our call started. It's been an exciting week, amazing week. We're keeping in action with regards to the 90-day action plan. And we're hoping that you kind of keep it on track and doing what you're supposed to be doing so that you're seeing the results that you wanted to see, you know, basically 4.5 weeks ago. So let's start off the call this morning with some gratitude and some wins. Remember what I always say, if you only woke up tomorrow with what you gave thanks for today, what would that be? Step out. Who wants to start us off?
Okay, it's Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, so I have two things real quick. I am grateful that I have two nieces here that traveled from Pennsylvania to visit us, so they got here safely, so I'm grateful for that. And also, this is hopefully to encourage other people, I had a Facebook friend inbox me on Wednesday evening and said that she was referring one of her coworkers to me, so to be looking out for, and she gave me the lady's name. Now, the girl who referred her to me, we've been Facebook friends for several years. I don't really, we've done a couple of networking events together, so, you know, I've kept in touch with her. I check in every now and then saying, hey, how's it going, thinking of you and all that. So, you know, to get an inbox from her saying she was thinking of me, referred her friend to me, that just, I'm very grateful for that, and that just goes to show that people are watching us.
That's awesome, and it, you know, it goes to speak volumes for what she thinks of you, because she could have headed them anywhere, I'm sure, but she headed them your direction. So that's awesome, Jen. Keep up the great work. Nice share this morning. Thank you.
Thanks.
Who else wants to share a gratitude or win this morning?
I got one, Kevin.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Got a guy in my line who may actually be on the call this morning. He didn't chime in, but he may be listening. That has been really struggling with coming up with a list of names, just absolutely convinced that he couldn't do it, that he didn't know enough people to be able to come up with a list of names. Yesterday, we spent some time chatting back and forth, walked him through 5 questions that would help him create a list of names, and he walked away with a list of better than 60 people, 60 distinct people on his list.
Woo!
And now he's plowing through them, actually doing contacting and setting up meetings.
That's fantastic. Way to go, Sean. Great mentorship on your part. Terrific, terrific. Great story. And, you know, back somewhere on Isagenix website, I think maybe it's even in our resources, you can find that memory jogger list. So that's always a nice little piece to go through as well. And if you don't know where that's at, just go to Google and Google Isagenix memory jogger, and you'll come up with all kinds of different ways to figure out some of those 300 people that we're all said to have known that are completely different and distinct from the people that you and I both know. So thanks. Way to go, Sean. Let's take one more. Anybody else out there grateful for something today that they want to wake up with tomorrow?
Barbie Lee.
BBL, good morning.
Good morning. Although I am super sad that I am not in Toronto, I got to send both of my children, so they're at Rocco, and Taylor Ray's only 17, but she's already all so excited, and they've been posting my business partner about each other, and Mama couldn't be prouder.
That is awesome, BBL. I'm so excited to hear your voice this morning. I'm glad you're with us. You could have chosen, of course, because you didn't go to Rocco, to just stay home and do your thing. But you dialed us up, and you're here. So thank you for that. I just love you. You know that.
Mwah.
Thank you. I got that. All right, let's talk about what's new with ICU this morning. And, gosh, how many of you were on the call last Friday with Eric Coover? Any of you?
That was so awesome. It changed.
Absolutely.
Well, isn't it funny that he didn't mention a dang thing about this week we actually sponsored a lady golfer, a lady PGA professional that is also from Arizona State, Anna Nordquist, and she hails from across the pond, or across the Atlantic, actually, I think from Sweden. So it's awesome that we're taking a step in that direction, and if you think about that, you know, we talked about John Rahm last week. He's from Spain, and now this Anna Nordquist is from Sweden. Imagine how that's going to impact our growth potential there when we do go from the UK farther into Europe and into Spain and Germany and all that. So I think absolutely tremendous news. You can kind of stick that back in your pipe and know that it's there for you when you start to grow your team abroad. So that's kind of what's new with ICU. And also, I couldn't find the story on it this morning, but I will tell you that we also are sponsoring a Colombian football player. So guys, we're reaching out. We're expanding our horizons, and these people are wearing ISA shirts and ISA gear and doing great jobs in their professions. And I think, as Eric said last week, it's going to do nothing but promote our brand. And it's, guys, we're going to be, if you haven't seen it already, we're going to be a world-famous brand name. Just like, I mean, you know, people mention Amway or Arbonne or Herbalife. People mention those names that have been around for years. Isagenics is going to be one of those legacy companies that are around forever, and we've got some great, great, great people representing us. So that's what's new with ICU this week, and I think it's exciting. So let's get on into today's call, and I'm going to take a completely different tack today and talk to you a little bit about the law of attraction. How many of you out there, when I say the law of attraction, don't have a clue what I'm talking about? Anybody? Good. So we all have a basic understanding of the law of attraction. So just in case we needed a little, like a primer or a reboot, the law of attraction, basically, the premise is that everything is energy. Everything in this world is energy. It's all vibrating at different levels of energy. Even the desk you're sitting at or the chair you're sitting on is vibrating. You may not be able to see it with your eyes, but if you had a very, very powerful microscope, you could actually put it under the microscope and see that the little particles of the wood or the metal or whatever it is are actually moving. Yes, they're vibrating. And what happens in life, what happens in with the law of attraction is that like vibrations tend to attract like vibrations. So Lori even commented on it a little bit Tuesday where, you know, if you're vibrating at a certain level, based on anger or fear or happiness or sadness or excitement or grief, you're going to track that sort of thing into your life. And so I've been thinking about this all week long, how we can talk about attracting, because what are we talking? We're talking about going out and meeting people and having, you know, being able to present Isagenics to them. But we want to work with people that are what? Kind of like us, right? Doesn't that make sense? Don't we want to work with people that we think are, like expound our values? Wouldn't you say that's true?
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be good to always be putting our best step forward, best self forward? But doesn't that make sense?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So where, you know, Kathy Cooper talks a lot about it, about getting into state. Have anybody been on a call with Kathy where she talked about getting into state?
No.
What do you think? Okay, then that's good. I'm glad that somebody said no, because what do you think she means by that? What do we mean by getting into state?
Getting your mindset properly.
Good. Mindset properly. Anything else? Any other guesses or suggestions what that might mean? Kind of getting your energies up. She means getting your energies up. Because when you get your energies up, when you're happy and excited, let me give you an example. I'll try to give this an example. Being a musician, this kind of comes naturally for me. If you are out on the floor slow dancing with your honey, and you know when you're just, you know, maybe it's an old George Strait song or something, and you're excited, you know, you're having a great time, but you're just sort of relaxed and mellow. Do you believe you are vibrating at the same rate if you're out there on the floor dancing to the Commodore's Brick House?
No.
Who was the person that stepped out and said no?
Marcia.
Thank you for being courageous, Marcia. No, you can't possibly be. You cannot possibly be vibrating at the same level. So if you're vibrating, I mean, and I'm not saying that dancing the slow song is a bad thing. Please don't twist that around. it's a great thing. But here's the deal. When we are wanting to attract people into our life that are like us, go-getters and energy seekers, you know, that sort of thing, we want to be ramped up. We want to be vibrating at a higher level so we bring back those people that are also like to vibrate at a higher level, because people that vibrate at a higher level get more done. So that's what Kathy talked about, getting into state, maybe doing jumping jacks before the call you're going to be making, or running around the block, or getting excited, or telling yourself how great you are. I can tell you stories that I've heard. Michael Klaus, I don't know how many of you know who Michael is, awesome trainer in the industry. He's now, of course, in Isogenics, been now for several years. He and Lynn are the number one income earners in the world, Isogenics. And he talks about standing in front of a mirror telling himself how great a speaker he is before he goes on stage. That's getting yourself into state. So one thing I want you to think about, and I'd like you all to do this right now, listen to me. Write out the word attraction on a piece of paper. ATTRACTION. Can you all do that?
Yep.
Now, I want you to find the word action in the word attraction. Y'all see it?
Yep.
Does it stand out?
Yep.
Yep.
My friends, it is not a coincidence that 60% of the word attraction is the word action. If you want to attract something back to your life, you need to get into action.
That's good.
If you think that sitting back and watching the world go by simply because you're excited and you're happy and everything's going your way and you're gonna sit in your living room and wait for all these exciting people to join you, as my favorite mentor says, they're going to come and take your furniture away. Because that is just not going to happen. We need to get into action. And this whole week, in fact, these whole 4 or 5 weeks that we've been talking now about this action plan, why do you think we changed it from game plan to action plan? It makes sense. We need to be in action. If things are going to happen for us, we need to make them happen. They don't just come as a result of being great people and sitting back and practicing what we believe to be the law of attraction, which is thinking that I want to be this or want to be that. That's not how it works. We need to actually take the action. And I just can't stress that enough, that we need to be doing things, perhaps, that we haven't never done before. In fact, one of my favorite sayings is, if we continue to do what we've always done, we're going to always get what we always got. And so if we are where we are and we don't like where we are, continuing to do what we've been doing isn't going to get us anywhere different. So, and I hope you don't mind me, you know, sometimes when I throw stuff out like that, I don't use like the Queen's English and all that. I like putting it in my own vernacular, because I think it speaks, this is how I speak, this is how it means something to me. So I hope you don't mind that I do that, because I truly do know how to speak. I've got good grades in high school and college, I promise. But guys, we got to get off our bums and get to action. So I was going to throw something out at you today. We visited this before. In fact, it's been a couple years now, I think, but I think it bears presenting again, and I just posted it now on the ISO Team Success wall. I have this little postcard that I created. I went to Vistaprint.com here a few years back and created a little postcard. And for those of you that can get online and on the phone at the same time, you can take a look at it. It's a picture of a family, a very happy family, on the front of this postcard. And on the front of the card, it says, can you answer yes to any of the statements listed on the back of this card? Now, how many of us have been to the mall or, you know, wherever it is we gather, and there's people hanging around with, like, clipboards, and they always wanted to take some survey? How many of you have been doing that? Have you ever seen that?
I've seen it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how many of you have actually ever walked up and actually taken the survey?
I have.
Okay. So some of us are guilty of stopping. That's good. But to know that they are always there says what?
Consistency.
Okay, that's one. What else does it say?
That it works.
There you go. Thank you. If it didn't work, they wouldn't be standing around constantly trying to take the survey. They must be getting some valuable information. So I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm not saying this is the end-all or the do-all, but I'm saying it's an option. That's what I like to do. You know, Susan Sly taught me many, many years ago that I need to have a full toolbox, Because you never know when you arrive at the scene of the project if you're going to need a wrench or a hammer or a screwdriver or a saw or a tape measure or what. But go with a fully lined toolbox. Does that make sense to everyone?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm just giving you a little tool to put in your toolbox, and I call it my little survey card. And I walk around, you know, I kind of dress up. I don't wear my typical jeans or shorts or, flip-flops or whatever. I've got some slacks on and a nice sport shirt. And I walk around with this cart. I don't care if I'm going to Walmart or Target or the mall or Safeway or wherever it is that I'm going. If I'm in the mood, I bring these cards with me because I love reaching out and chatting with people. And so every now and then, I will take my cards with me, and I'll just hand them out and say, hey, would you mind taking a survey? And I'll tell you what, sometimes I even come, especially if it's women, sometimes I'll even come at a different angle saying, you know what, I'm helping my wife gather some leads today. Would you mind taking a survey for me? And it's very non-threatening, and you'd be surprised how many people are willing to take a look. So they'll take a look at the front of the card, and it says, can you answer yes to any of the statements listed on the back of this card? So they flip the card over, and the card says, point number one, I need to lose weight. Point number two, I need more energy. Point number three, I deserve to look and feel younger. And point number four, I would like more disposable income. And then in big red letters, it says yes with a question mark. Then let's talk. And it says write your contact information below. One of our representatives will call you. It has a space for their name, their phone number, their email. Best time to call. And it also says at the bottom, circle the statement that you connect with the most. So in other words, one of those four solutions. Now, I could change that and add performance. I haven't done that since we've gone to the new performance solution. But they could circle that so I know which one of our solutions they're most interested in. Now, you'd be surprised. You know, you can go out. I can go out in a half an hour and come back with five of these easily. Do you think... And shame on me for not doing it every day. I'm just going to tell you, I am human just like you guys are. Shame on me for not doing it every day. Because if it was that easy to get five things, I should be out there doing it every day. But sometimes I do other things. Sometimes they're just out and about. But this is an option. Like I said, this is a tool for your toolbox. This is something you could use if you are running out of people to talk to, which sometimes we talk ourselves into because we never run out of people to talk to. You can use this card. It's a non-threatening way to walk up to someone and actually get a warm lead because they're looking at this. They read the back. Well, yeah, you know, I do need to lose some weight. So they'll circle that. They'll put their name, phone number, email, and best time to call. And later on, you can give them a chat, and you already know what they're interested in because they've circled their solution. So how many of you think you could do that? How many think you could head to Target or the mall and be, you know, kind of the wandering what do you call it? Survey taker.
Survey taker.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. I did post the wall on Isotin Success, or post the pictures on the Isotin Success to give you an idea. You can certainly make your own at home. You can go to Bisprint, make your own on a little 4x6 card. That's what I've done. I've got hundreds of them sitting in my office here where I just gather a bunch up, put them in my car every now and then. So, again, just an option, but it's getting into action. That's the point, getting into action. And you'd be surprised how sometimes just getting out of our own way, having something to do, and I challenge, and I proved this to our team here in town. I invited five of our teammates to meet me at the mall. I handed them all 10 cards. I said, I'll bet you can't get 10 of these filled out in the next hour. We met back in an hour. Everybody had 10, and some were asking for more. So sometimes we get in our own way, talking ourselves into what we can't do. If we let this little thing become a challenge, say, Kevin has asked me to get 10 names today on this card, you get out of your head that you're actually meeting people, you're actually getting this survey done, something done. And as a result of getting names on this survey, you now have leads in your hand to call. Do you think that's a good thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what I'm leaving you with today. It's Kevin's little survey card. And I posted it on the wall. How many of you think you could make your own little version up on your computer today using some sort of program? I don't know what it is. You've got you graphic people out there probably know what they're called. and do some sort of little survey over the weekend to develop yourself some leads for next week to start making appointments. How many of you think you could do that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I can.
Okay. Yeah. Now here's the defining statement. Here's the differential, all right? Because many of you think you can. Now, here's the big question. How many of you will?
I will.
I will.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Now,
I will.
How many of you think you could get 5 leads by Monday?
Carol can.
Thank you, Carol. Yeah. I'm writing your name down. Carol. Who else?
Sean.
MJ.
Sean. Who else?
MJ.
MJ. Who else?
Mario.
Mario. Who else? One more.
Potato.
Potato. All right, you guys. I'm going to call Carolyn, and I'm going to have her call you guys out on Monday. I want you guys to report back on what you did, how it went, you know, how you made your cards, if you just put them on plain paper, if you put it on card size. I mean, I want you to get real, real definitive on what you did, real, real explicit. And I want you to be on Monday, you five are going to be the trainers. You're going to tell people how easy it was to do what you did and get those 5 leads. Yawn?
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
Right on. All right. Well, that's what I've got today. I'm open for feedback. Come back, call back, anything, whatever you want to call them. Step up. Let me know what you think.
I think it's a great way to put people into action.
Thank you, Carol.
Motivating.
Good, yeah.
Good thing to share with our teams, too.
And it's a commitment.
You know, who said good thing to share with our teams?
Me.
Potato, that was you that said good thing to share with our teams?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh.
That was Sean.
That was you. Okay, I couldn't tell. There was a couple of things going on at the same time. You know what, guys? Sean, I am glad you said that because, guys, we're networkers, right? That's why we're on this call. We're building our network marketing dynasty on this call. And if we are taking this information and not telling our teams about it, we're not doing the right thing. We're not doing the job. So, yeah, thank you, Sean. It is our job to share everything we learn on this call with our team so that someday you are the trainers on this call sharing it with the world. Make sense?
Makes sense.
All right, I'll take one more takeaway, then we're going to wrap it up for the day. We're going to get into action.
Kevin?
Yes, ma'am.
MJ here. Hi.
And before you say anything, MJ, I want to tell you that picture you posted yesterday on Facebook, absolutely stunning. Just gorgeous picture of you.
Wow. Thank you, Kevin. That's sweet. I'm going to do a little twist to this because of to this call to action. What I'm going to do, and this might work for someone else, is that I'm going to go to people. I'm in the locker room at the Y all the time. I have to spend a big part of my day at the Y. And I have talked to people over the last 7 years about Isagenics, you know, and trying not to overburden, you know, be the person they run away from and all of that. But I think this is a perfect way to reintroduce this, you know, and ask for their help. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to add that just one little caveat where I'm going to go up to them. I'm going to have my clipboard. I'm going to have my little cards just as a reminder that I'm going to give to them. And, you know, that, you know, I'm going to be calling them. I'm not going to be wasting their time while they're rushing out to get their kids or to go to work or whatever. And I'm going to do it that way. So I just thought I'd add that.
Awesome, MJ. Great plan. I love variations of a theme. I absolutely adore that. So thank you very, very much for stepping out and telling us what you're going to do. So, guys, remember, 60% of attraction is action. If you want to bring something to you, get out and go after it. It's not going to follow you around like a puppy dog. So have a great weekend. I can't wait to hear on Monday from Carol, Sean, MJ, Mario, and Potato. So have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.